John Gospel chapter 16 and how will the Holy Spirit fulfill the plan, or how will the Holy Spirit fulfill God's plan in my life? How will the Holy Spirit fulfill God's plan in my life? Now, on Sunday we dealt with the Holy Spirit will always show you my plan. You remember? The Holy Spirit will always show you my plan. Now, how will the Holy Spirit fulfill God's plan in my life? But I have to go and say a few things to you by direction of the Holy Ghost to get you ready. What happened or happening in the world has nothing to do with how you're going to come out. Write that down. I want, because we're gonna dig around that. What's happening in the world, or whatever happened, has nothing to do with how you're going to come out. Secondly, let the Holy Spirit open your ears, eyes, and your eternal rights now. Not when you get to heaven. Let heaven come here. Let the Holy Spirit, your eyes going to have to be open. Your ears going to be open. Your eyes going to have to be open. And you're going to have to understand that you already have eternal rights. Listen now, because it's so powerful. The power of the cross and the power of the Holy Spirit are ready to manifest God's glory in your life now. You need both of them. You need the power of the cross, and you need the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the cross made the power of the Holy Ghost possible to be in the earth. And he said to tell you, get ready for the best days of your life to be activated by the word in you. Get ready for the best days of your life to be activated by the word in you. And I like this other one. He says, he told me, put it out before I start preaching tonight. You must learn how to stay out of mass mind traffic.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mass mind mean all the stuff they try to feed you with, commercials, newspaper. That's mass mind. Internet, stay out of mass mind traffic. Now, before I minister, hear what the Lord's saying, because we're in another dimension here. We'll give you six or seven things. In one sentence. Hearing, talking about in the spirit, seeing in the spirit, as the word go forth tonight, understanding. Hey, you with me? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm going to give you another word now. Believing. Seeking. See, you believe seeking got to come before this next word. Applying. Receiving. And this one is plural. Rewards. That's what got to take place in ministries now, in the church. I got a minister's conference coming. I'm going to train all my pastors and all the prophets and all the teachers who come to that conference that we cannot preach history now.
Right.
We cannot just tell a story of Daniel. I need some help right here now. Yeah. Daniel not here.
Yeah. Right.
But the Holy Spirit is.
Yes,
Moses not here. But the Holy Spirit is. So I need to, I can't hear from Daniel, really. Yeah. I got to hear from the Holy Spirit. All right, now, let's go to work. How will the Holy Spirit fulfill God's plan in my life? God has a plan for everybody who listens to me, and His plan is good, and it's not too late. Okay? Now, John Gospel, chapter 16, and what I'm about to read is prophetical, or the prophetic already fulfilled. At the time that this was written, it was prophetical. Jesus was prophesying a coming, but now we're on the other side of Acts chapter 2. So what Jesus prophesied has manifested. The Holy Spirit right now in 2021 is in the realm.
Yes.
Okay, so we're not saying if that happened. Now, write down, here's one of the things that has to happen in your life, that the Holy Spirit as a person must keep you in the spirit of truth. For He's the spirit of truth. Because there's a lot of spirits out there now. But the Holy Spirit will keep you in the spirit of truth. All right. All right. All right. 16 and 13, because I got a lot of points I got to give you. 16 and 13. Listen to the reading of the word. Howbeit, when He, that's the prophecy, you see. Now the prophecy is fulfilled. So what I read next is here. The spirit of truth. Now look in your Bible, and I don't know if you have a problem on your iPad. That S, that spirit is capitalized.
Yep.
The spirit of truth is come. And that statement helped me there. The spirit of truth is come. Mm-hmm. See, we're in that part. He will guide you into all truth. For He's the spirit of truth. For He shall not speak of Himself. What? But whatsoever He what? Shall hear, that shall He what?
Speak.
So it's hearing and speaking. And then the next thing say, and He will what?
Show
you things to come. He shall glorify me. Is your life glorifying Him? And I mean in every facet. I'm talking about in the way you carry yourself. I'm talking about health. I'm talking about wealth. Is your life glorifying Him? If not, somewhere along the line, I don't care how long you've been in church, you miss a turn. You might have got in emotion. You might have got just feeling good. That's why ministers have to preach with application and evidence. They don't just preach to me a scripture out of the Bible. Tell me how to do it. Tell me how to use my faith. Give me some application. What's going to happen when I leave here tonight? Can I do what you say? Do I know what to do? That's the job of the minister. And we've got to stop preaching all this history, all this poem, all these popular sermon, and teach God's people how to fight.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Amen, walls.
That's right.
Listen. Verse, help me, Holy Ghost. Verse 16, I read, right? Did I read? No, I read 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Verse 15. Therefore I say, said I, that He shall take of mine and what? Show it unto you, right?
Yeah.
He said, a little while and you shall not see me again, a little while and you shall see me because I go to the Father. All right, so Jesus said, He's actually saying, the Holy Spirit will take my place to reveal the Father's
right.
will to you.
Yes, yep.
All right, now, so what's the first thing I need to know? And that's why, what's the first way the Holy Spirit is going to fulfill God's plan in my life? He speaks. Write that down. He speaks. That's what we're reading in the text just now. He speaks. The Holy Spirit speaks. Now, when the Holy Spirit speaks, where are you? There's a certain place you have to be. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. Where are you when the Holy Spirit is speaking?
Uh-huh.
How can I be effective? How can I catch on to what the Holy Spirit is saying to bring comfort to me when everything's gone wrong? How can I do that? The Holy Spirit is speaking peace. He's speaking joy. He's speaking insight. He's speaking understanding. How can I be available in the traffic that's going on around me to step out into calmness? John on the Isle of Patmos, look what he says. See, the Spirit speaking now, the Holy Spirit speaking, he speaks, but if you're not in the right place, you're not going to hear him. No, I'm not talking about being in church. You could be sitting up here and you're not hearing nothing with your lipstick on and your best shoes on and don't hear nothing. Right. I'm not talking about being in no building. We're talking about John said, I was in the church on the Lord's Day. No. What he said? On the Lord's Day. Same trap, the same thing hold truth tonight. Yeah. I don't care. This ain't no Tuesday night to me.
Right.
I'm in the presence of God. The day don't even matter to me. I want to hear from God. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day.
Yes.
And because I was in the Spirit, I heard. All right. Suppose John wasn't in the Spirit, just in his suit.
Yeah.
See? Because God's speaking to your spirit. The Holy Spirit speaks to spirits. So John said, I was in the Spirit of the Lord's Day, and I heard. See, I heard. Behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. Now notice what happened in the 12th verse. Notice what happened in the 12th verse. He speaks. That's how he showed you God's plan. And I turned to see the voice. See, when you hear, you see.
Yeah.
That speak with me. And then being turned, he saw in the spirit world. Each time you come to church, you need to see in the spirit world. The seven golden candlestick is in the spirit world. This is not normal seeing. It's seeing something that a natural man can't see. Body of Christ, we got to see things that natural men, academic, cannot see. We have to see the picture of the power of the cross by revelation. All right? Now, I'm going to give you these scriptures. I might go to one or two of them because I got to go on further. We talk about he speaks. That's one of the ways he's going to reveal the plan for your life. He speaks to you, but you got to be in the spirit to hear him. All right. And so he got to speak to you in the spirit. Now, in Revelation 2:11, and then six other times, he said this to the seven churches because the end time is coming. So now, the church or the believer got to be in a certain position. What I said? Yeah, religion not going to work now. See, rituals not going to work now. Only applied revelation going to fulfill God's plan in my life. God, the Spirit has to be there. So now, in Revelation 2:11, look what it says. That must mean it's possible not to have ears to hear. He said, he that has, why would he say that? He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Mm-hmm. But I mean, why would he say that? Then write it down. He said in the 17th verse, 2:17, 2:29, he said Revelation 3:6, Revelation 3:13, Revelation 3:22, over and over again to the seven churches, he that has ears to hear. He speaks to those who have ears to hear. God cannot fulfill his plan in your life if you're deaf in the spirit. And many people are deaf in the spirit because they're trying to hear God through the flesh. They're trying to hear God through some academic wisdom. But if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, you'll find out that the foolishness of preaching. And they can't catch a hold to it.
Yeah.
All right. All right, now. So you got those scriptures. You got Revelation 10. All right. Let me show you another one. Powerful. Turn to Acts 13:2. Acts 13. You'll see something else. He speaks. Everybody say he speaks. Is the Holy Spirit speaking to you tonight? Is the Holy Spirit speaking in your life? Are you giving him time? Are you going to give him time tomorrow to speak to you? Or are you going to do all the talking? You're going to read scriptures to him and pray in tongues 50 minutes, and he ain't never get a chance to minister to you. Now, I get the Holy Spirit, the Lord said, what happened? He just don't let me say nothing. They're doing everything. They got their Bible, got it all marked up, and they're doing all the talking, and they won't let me talk. Because he ain't going to force, the Holy Spirit ain't not going to force himself on you. But your life, being a member of this church, your life's supposed to be different. Hours and hours and hours of prayer and study, sometime around the clock, to come and share with you that you can walk in a dimension of the Spirit that the Lord wants you to walk in. Now, I can close right now because I said a lot of things. See, you got to be in the Spirit to hear. See, you got to be in the Spirit to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you, because it's not just the seven churches in Revelation. You individually is the church. He's talking to you at your house, wherever you are. All right. In Acts chapter 13, I'll read a few verses. Verse 1, there was in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets, right? And teachers, right? Huh? They don't worship the quarter, the Holy Spirit not speaking. I don't care how many titles they got. I don't care how nice they talk. If they get up here, I don't care how many scriptures they read. I don't care how great their outline is. If the Holy Spirit ain't talking, they don't waste a quarter.
That's right.
And so we got a lot of that going on, a lot of talking going on. Because why? My cattle on the man shikete. A lot of talking going on because the lifestyle is saying you're a lie.
Yeah.
If it's real in you,
yes,
you're going to live it.
Yes.
You're going to give it.
That's it.
Yeah. See? All right, now watch this. Watch this. There were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, at Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Manon, which had brought up with Herod the Tetrarch and Saul. And look at verse 2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted. That is.
Yeah.
You see it?
Yeah.
What happened? The Holy Ghost. So I got it. You got to create an atmosphere for the Holy Ghost to speak. And they're ministering and fasting to the Lord, the Holy Ghost. See that? The Holy Ghost said. Underline that in your Bible. The Holy Ghost said. I want the Holy Ghost saying something. He said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed, laid their hand on them, they sent them away. So they being sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Say, when you hear the Holy Ghost, you get up on Thursday morning, you hear the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost sending you out. You're not going out on your own. So that means the Holy Ghost become responsible for your day.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Yep. So now I go on and on with that, but I got to go to the next aspect of the Holy Ghost fulfilling God's plan in you. He intercedes. He intercedes. You have nikotala namosa. You have no need to worry about your infirmities anymore. Your infirmities are there for a reason. Your insufficiencies are there for a reason. Your inadequacies are there for a reason. For the reason of dependent upon a higher form of living. That's why he left you shortcoming, inability there, so you can seek the assistance of the Holy Spirit. Turn to Romans chapter 8, verse 26. He intercedes. We all have weaknesses.
Uh-huh.
Don't let the devil beat you down with your weaknesses. Yeah, you say, but the Holy Ghost is not weak. He in me. That's the answer. But the Holy Ghost in me. He don't want to hear that. But the Holy Ghost had whooped him already. He intercedes. He intercedes. Now look. See if you're in the 26th verse. See if you're in there anywhere. And if you say you're not, put up two fingers. Don't stop by the bathroom, get in your car, and get on with me, because I'm scared of you. He's in the Baptist church, they put up one finger, that means they're going to the restroom. They put up two, it means I'm not coming back. Reverend, you ain't saying nothing. Preacher preached so much, one lady told my wife and I, she'd go home and cook and then come back. She did. She told us, I'm going to cook right now. He's going to be up there all day. I'm going to come back. I'll be back. In other words, she said, and I ain't going to miss nothing. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmity. Anybody on the line or anybody in here know they got infirmity?
Yes.
Anybody close to me and the sound of my voice know they need help?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes.
Look at this. Look at this. Just because I'm infirm in a certain area, I still can let God fulfill his plan in my life. Who gonna say hooray over that? I still can let God still can fulfill his plan in my life. God works through and with my infirmities. Likewise, the Spirit helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. God say he intercedes. But the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning. I was groaning this afternoon, praying in the Spirit. Got the groaning. He, which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit. What do you do? Are you saying to me that what you're preaching tonight, that I could walk around all day operating in the mind of the Spirit above satanic forces,
yes,
above this system,
yes,
above any attack that the enemy tried to put on my life?
Yeah.
I can walk above it. I can walk around as a Christian in the mind of the Spirit. You know what mind that is? That's the mind of God.
Yes.
Mind of Spirit, he make intercession for the saint. Now here's another part now. How God gonna fulfill? According to what? Now, two things you got now. You got three things. You got your infirmities, all right? Now you know how to get over them. And then you have the mind of the Spirit, the will of God. I'm going to go ahead of myself a little bit. The call of God, your love for God. We're going to get down in the 28th verse. God's purpose all in your life. How can you fail? How can you fail? But it comes through the Holy Spirit. Don't listen to the crowd. Don't listen to popularity. Take time and listen to the Holy Spirit. You're going to need to hear from the Holy Spirit in this season. This is a time that everybody's going to have to let God fulfill his plan in our life through the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
So we're not in no trouble.
Right.
We don't have nothing to worry about. No, not if you're understanding that the Holy Spirit is the most powerful being that exists.
Yes. Yes.
Everybody said, thank God for the Holy Spirit.
Thank God for the Holy Spirit.
My life not going down. I don't care who go wrong, what they do. I got a light on.
Yes.
I'm a Christian, man. I'm hooked up with God.
Right.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Isn't that good news?
Yes.
No matter what they play on television, no matter what the news say, no matter what the weather do, no matter how much the earth quake, no matter how many fires come up, no matter how much snow fall, no matter how many storm come, no matter how many tornado come, hurricane, it doesn't matter. I'm hooked up.
Hallelujah.
The Red Sea opener is my father.
Yes.
The man who take burn out of fire,
yes,
he's my father.
Yes, sir.
The man said, when the water get too high, I can walk on water.
Yes,
he is my Savior.
Yes.
Jesus told me that.
Yes, sir.
It's in the scripture. I saw it.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Now, if God planned, since we're learning how to let God fulfill his plan in our life, he speaks, he intercedes, right? He uses the Holy Spirit, right?
Right.
Now, I want you all to see this. Don't miss this. If I permit the Holy Spirit to give me the mind of the Spirit and show me the will of the Father, we talked already, right? Huh? Y'all like I'm talking about something I ain't talking about. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Show me the mind of the Spirit. Say the mind of the Spirit.
Mind of the Spirit.
Say the mind of the Spirit.
And the will of the Father.
The will of God is the will of the Father, right? Huh?
Yeah.
Well, you have my plan in verse 28. Mm-hmm. You have the plan of God right there.
Yes, yes.
God, dog, what you dealing with?
Yes.
Woo, I feel a Holy Ghost. Yes. What you dealing with?
Uh-huh.
What got you sad? What making you mad?
Yeah.
You get glad.
Yeah.
Look what you dealing with. I just told you how to live in verse 28.
Yeah.
God plan is verse 28.
Yes.
All things. Work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose, and having a revelation of it and knowing how to receive it. You see it?
Yes, sir.
So he is interceding the good life for us. Ooh, Lord.
Yes,
the Holy Spirit is interceding. Wait, I'm about to say something else. The Holy Spirit tonight is introducing me to a good life that can't be stopped.
Yes.
No matter what the condition, what the environment,
right.
what the government's saying, it don't matter what who's saying, I still, all things still work together good for Leroy. Call your own name.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes. That's right.
I'm going to make an odd statement here. It does not go, my life does not go how it look like. My life go how I know like.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
See, you see that? Yeah, you see that's the difference. Because looks are deceiving.
Yes.
See that? See that? I got to hurry. See that? The third way. Turn to John 15. He testified. The Holy Spirit testified. Holy Spirit said, let me testify. In John 15, 26, he testified. The Holy Ghost want to testify tonight.
Yes, yes, sir.
That you're going to be all right.
Yes.
He testified. But when the Comforter is come, he's here.
Yeah.
Whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father. Oh, my God, he shall testify of me.
Come on.
He testified.
Yes, sir.
What Revelation 12 and 11 say?
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 12. I think it's Revelation 12, 11. What it says? I'm ready to testify. I'm ready to testify to sickness and disease and lack and COVID and everything else. I'm ready to testify. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, but not just by the blood of the Lamb. I won't testify how good God been to me. Anybody else want to testify? And by the word of their testimony, and they love not their life unto death. That don't mean dying. That don't mean dying physically. That mean dying to the lie,
yeah,
and operating in the truth.
Yes, sir. Yes.
He testifies. He testifies. That is in the scripture. Back in that scripture, but back to John 15:26. How the Holy Spirit fulfilled God's plan in my life. He testified on the inside of me. He's here. He shall testify of me. Look, notice what he said now. The Holy Spirit, he shall testify of me. Jesus speaking. He shall testify of God. They're all one. Next step. He leads. He leads. How the Holy Spirit gonna fulfill the plan of God in my life? He leads. I gotta see this scripture here before I call it out. Y'all still here?
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 8, verse 29. He leads. This boy was in a great revival. A lot of people were getting saved, but the Holy Spirit took him to a place that wasn't many people, and then he told him what to do when he got out there. Acts 8, 29. Then the Spirit said unto Philip. See, he'll tell you what to do. He'll lead you. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. A lot of time, thank you, Holy Spirit, a lot of time we are not going to understand why the Holy Spirit tells us to do something. But it's a form of promotion. Promotion from the Lord come in disguise sometimes. Because you have to have an element of faith. You have to have an element of trust. So he send you sometimes to places that you don't quite understand. But so you have to trust him. You have to have the revelation. I mean, this boy got sent out in the wilderness. This man is a plumb stranger. He tells him, go up there and join yourself to him. And when we find out what happened, the man got saved. And then Philip worked himself up. Listen, into another realm of the spirit, because he started traveling without traveling facilities.
Right.
He ended up in another place.
Yes.
See, God, when God will take you to another level, you got to go to another level of trust.
Yeah. Yes.
After that, he baptized that man, and God took him home and went somewhere. Then we got Romans 8:14. You know that. Romans 8:14. He led by the Spirit of God. Led. See, God, the Holy Spirit fulfills God's plan in your life by leading you. Mm-hmm. You know, when things not going right, you know the Holy Spirit can lead you in green pasture.
Yes, sir.
Tall mold all around your neighborhood. He can lead you beside still water.
Yeah.
And if you turn your soul over to him, your soul is the fighter. It's Satan trying to get your soul. But if you let him restore your soul, he can lead you in the path of righteousness.
Yes.
When everything else going wrong. There's a ride down the street, there's a ride over here, and you're in righteousness over there. Mm-hmm. That's how powerful it is. The next one is he commands. Acts 16, chapter 6. He commands. Acts 16, verse 6. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. See, it was forbidden. Mm-hmm. He commands the seventh verse. And they were come to Mysia. They said to go into Bithynia, but the Spirit suffered them not. You see what he's doing? He forbid them and he suffered. He said, no, don't go there. Man, I wish he'd have stopped me a lot of times. I wish I'd have heard him. I know he tried to stop me. I wouldn't have went to some of them churches. Man, you know, I was traveling, man, all through the week. I went to a church one time, and all the choir members coming out. They done sung their song. They taking their robe off, getting in the car. I got so angry, man. I said, they're not even staying here for the word. They just to come sing the song and go on. I told you, well, I called my pilot. And Leroy helped me many times, my oldest son. He said, Daddy, you got a lot of partners in here who have traveled out of other state. You go in there for them. That's the only way I went in there. I went to another church. They took me to the back side of the city. And when we pulled up, the man who driving the car said, we ain't got no money. Nobody got no money here. No money nowhere. You understand? No money. I didn't ask him that. And then I found out it was a nice route. You can come by and see some nice houses. But he wanted to take me through the ghetto on purpose. trying to discourage my ministry. But we've been through some things, man. My God, I'm going to start telling some of them stories. He commands. You see the text, right? Now, the Holy Spirit is not going to ask you, Larry, do you want to do this? He don't work like that. See? He commands. You got to be ready to take command. If you want God's plan, I love it. It's rhyme. You want God's plan, you got to be ready to take command.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In other words, get in a position where the Holy Spirit is in control of your every move. He's consult with him before you go to doing something. And don't consult him with your scriptures telling him what he's going to do. That's the problem. See, we read the scriptures. You got to back this up. No, I don't have to back it up because you're going the wrong way. I told you to go to New Orleans. You're going to Baton Rouge. So you're in Baton Rouge on your own. You see what I'm saying? Huh? God, I love her. I'm going to marry her. She's not the right woman. But God, I love her. Go ahead. Then you come back. Lord, how you letting me marry her? I didn't do that. You married. I told you, go ahead. I'm not going to tie your hand. You see what I'm saying? You can't play with the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost is a commander.
That's right.
But he's gentle. He's a gentleman. So you got to be willing to follow him. You got to be willing to let him place God's plan in your life. You can't follow the crowd. The crowd is loud, but most of the time they're wrong. The other 10 saw themselves like grasshopper. Joshua, I ain't no grasshopper. I ain't saw no grasshopper. Caleb, you saw any grasshopper? No, I ain't saw no grasshopper. Where'd you get that from? See? Get them people with them grasshoppers mentality from around you. God, you're not a grasshopper. You an eagle. Don't let the majority fool you. See, you got to see the Father of the Holy Spirit now. You got to be ready to cut off from the crowd.
Yeah.
You know that, right? Y'all know that, right? You got to be ready to say, yeah, no to your family members who trying to pull you down where they are. They won't come up where you are. So you just got to love them, but you can't let them. Think not that I come to send peace. I come to send a sword. Separate daughter from mama.
Yeah.
All he's saying is that the spirit come first.
Yeah.
Not no family relationship. Not no natural stuff. I'm coming first. I ain't coming at all.
Yeah.
Oh, I got the clothes now. I done got in trouble. He guides. Come on, get it down. The next point. He guides. And you got the scripture, John 16, 13 through 15. Just write down now Matthew 13, 9 through 12. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear. He guides through your hearing, following instruction. My son, attend to my word, incline the ear to my hearing, see, to my saying. And in Proverbs 4:20 through 23 is a powerful scripture. He guides. But you got to attend to what he got. My son attend to my word and cry, not yet am I saying. He appoints. Now this one, I know I'm going to have to fuss a little bit here. And when I say fuss, I think this one, where that scripture, Lord? Well, that scripture says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Hosea
4 and 6. I want you to look at that before I get this scripture, before we go into this Acts 20. Hosea 4 and 6. Now, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You see that? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, he talked to preachers, the priests, because thou have rejected knowledge. Now, no church supposed to be closing down now.
Right.
No church supposed to be broke. No church supposed to be firing nobody off the staff.
Yes,
but if you reject knowledge, that's what happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
Money Cummings been out 20 years. We just this morning found out Money Cummings were a well transfer an anointing.
Yes.
When it cometh, where's an anointing to transfer abundance? When it cometh, where an anointing to transfer prosperity? When it cometh, where's an anointing to transfer increase? And he sent it to the church. You notice we never cry about money around here. We never beg. We never put pressure on people. We're just trying to train people how to get there. We don't have to. God supply. Because the money comes anointing is on this house and on the people who connected to this house, on the partners and on the members. That's why it's on them. Destroy for lack of knowledge, because you reject your knowledge. I would also reject thee, that thou should be no priest to me, seeing thou have forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. Jesus Christ, what an indictment. But look at Acts 20:28 now. I read that for you to understand Acts 20:28. We got to come to Acts 20:28 now. In this time that we're living in, we got to know that we're in a church that is walking in Acts 20:28. I'm an apostle. That's an apostle who gives that order. Apostle Paul gives that order to the pastor. He says, take heed therefore unto yourself. You mean when I'm preaching to myself? Absolutely. I got to do exactly what I'm telling you. Take heed yourself and all the flock, which the Holy Ghost have made you overseers. And look what he said now. To feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. What are we talking about? He appoints. He appoints ministers to carry his plan out in the mind and the hearts of the people. Tell me what to do, Reverend. Don't serenade me. Don't make me rock. Don't let me bring that word of dance into the church but I don't feel so good. Take me in the spirit. Let me hear what the Spirit of God is saying. Let me move in the spirit. Let me know how to fight the good fight of faith. Let me know how to be led by the Spirit. Let me yield to the gifts of the Holy Ghost. Let me bear the fruit of the Spirit. I don't just want to feel it. I don't just want facts. I want the truth. I want to be free. This world is not my home. This world is not going to run me. Satan's not going to run me. I'm not in the kingdom of darkness. I am in the kingdom of light. I'm going to walk in the light. I'm going to shake my salt all over this earth.
Yes, sir.
He anoints. Write it down. He anoints. He anoints. 1 John 2:27. You know we read? There's an anointing body in this, right? Luke 4:18. Acts 10:38. He anoints. He anoints for healing. He anoints for wealth. Yes. He anoints for long life. He anoints for happiness. He anoints for joy. He anoints for peace. All that, the healing anointing, the health anointing, the wealth anointing, all belong to us because he anoints, the Holy Spirit anoints. He anoints a pastor. He anoints a teacher. He anoints a church. He anoints. He's an anointer. Jesus told us in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is anointing me. He's anointing me. And then Jesus started hitting things, preach the gospel, heal the sick, recover the sight to the blind, set at liberty in that brood. All that belongs to us. But he has to be able to anoint us. The Holy Spirit has to be able to anoint us. That's God's plan for every one of us to be anointed.
Yes, sir.
He ordains wisdom. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. I'm just going to read scripture to you now because I'm about to close. 6 through 11. He anoints wisdom. Oh, I got to read this one. All right, Lord. 1 Corinthians 2. Because this one is, you be anointed with wisdom. What? He anoints with wisdom. He anoints. One of the ways he carries out God's plan, he anoints. I just want you to see this. Oh, my. And I'm going to show you how the two tie it in. If you're not being ministered to properly, you're not going to enjoy the benefit of the Holy Spirit plan. God's plan that the Holy Spirit bring to you for God. Watch this. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2, got to be a certain type of preaching. Preaching that you can apply. Y'all, you're alive, you leave here and say you don't know what to do tonight. I'm not accepting that. I rebuke that devil because you heard enough to change your life tonight. And all you got to do is look at the scripture and start doing it in 1 Corinthians 2. And I, brother, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom. I'm guilty. I don't know about no English, nothing. Verbs. Declaring unto you the testimony of God. I'm determined not to know anything among you. Save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Paul said, that's enough. And I was with you in weakness and in fear. I'm guilty. And in much trembling, I'm guilty. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man wisdom. Oh, but look at the end of that book. Oh, yeah. But in demonstration of the, who hold a Bible class like this? But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. He ordained wisdom. Watch now. Watch what happened now. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. That is, but in the power of God. But then he said in verse 6. Look at what he said in verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are matured, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. Watch what he said. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Look at it. He can talk about even the hidden wisdom. The Holy Spirit is going to give you hidden wisdom. Watch it. Then he's talking about ordained wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, a lot of people are going to do a lot of stupid things. I'm going to show you why. You're going to see a lot of stupid stuff that coming. I'm going to show you why. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. See? Ignorance. All right? I got two more, Leroy. Turn to John 16:13 again. One of the ways the Holy Spirit fulfill the plan of God in our life, he magnifies truth. He magnifies the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will take one scripture and expand it for 17 years in your life. It'll just keep taking it to another scripture. He said this, he said that. He magnifies truth. Since we went over that scripture, I'm going to go to the next one. Now I want you to hear this one. Because I want you to walk this one. I mean, it hit me when I got it. He releases kingdom dominion in you now. Matthew 16:16-9. By revelation, he always will give you the right key. For the next door and the next goat, the next gate. You need to open in your life. He always, by revelation, give you dominion in the kingdom now. Now, in my closing, here it is. The Holy Spirit, the seal, the shield and the sword of the Spirit are in place now. The seal. The Holy Spirit is a sealer. For lack of a better word, the Holy Spirit sealed the deal that no demon can break in. The shield of faith, you quench all the fire of doubt. Ephesians 6:17 of the wicked one. And the same voice, Ephesians 6:17, the sword of the Spirit are in place now. Turn to Ephesians. Let me close. I'm trying to close. Turn to Ephesians chapter 1. I had to call Leroy today to I was studying, and I called him because I call them boys sometimes to look up scriptures for me. In Ephesians 1, Ephesians 1. I want to close with this because I want you to know right now the deal is sealed. For you to have abundant life is already sealed. Not just to go to heaven, for you to walk by faith here and win by faith here, the deal is sealed by the Holy Spirit. You can't do it yourself, but the Holy Spirit always will work it out for you. Amen? Amen. All right, in Ephesians 1, verse 13. In whom you also trust after that you heard the word of truth. You can't trust him until you hear the word of truth. So that's why a lot of people not trust in God, because they have not heard the word of truth. See, you, tonight you've heard the word of truth. And you notice I'm not putting nobody down, but I'm not willing for nobody to just hang around. God, people need to hear the word of truth. You see what I'm saying? You can't believe in whom you also trust. You can't trust him till after you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom after that you believe. You see that?
Yes, sir.
Look what the end says. Look what he says. Every transaction you will seal with the Holy Spirit of promise. Now, I told you about a promise. I told you from Hebrews 11:13 how great it is. I taught it in my school, in the Bible school. I told you some things about the promise. I told you you got to have the promise, Hebrews 11 and 13. You got to see it. You got to become persuaded. Put Hebrews 11 and 13 there. Receive the promise. See it. You got to see it. You got to become persuaded. You have to embrace it. Then you have to confess it. And then the Lord gave me another one in Hebrews 10:23. He talked about the profession of your faith. After confession, you step into profession. In other words, you're there. You're persuaded. And then the next step is, possessing it. You got to possess it. What I'm talking about tonight is what I'm talking about tonight. When you let the Holy Spirit fulfill the plan of God in your life, God is going to give you a promise, and you got to stay with it till you see it. Then you got to let the Holy Spirit, is the Holy Spirit with you, make you persuaded of it. Then the Holy Spirit is going to help you embrace it. Then the Holy Spirit is going to help you say it in an anointing. Then you're going to go to professing it, and then you possess it. That's what God wants you to have. And that's God's plan. I'll get back to you, the Holy Spirit fulfilling the plan. How the Holy Spirit going to fulfill the plan of God in my life. Let me put that confession upon the board, because I got that anointing today. Let me go to them. Get your tithes and offering ready, and get your offering ready, because there's a real anointing has come upon me in this season. Y'all have that confession ready? Put it up for me. And we're going to say it together. You're going to see it so it'd be on the screen or the television too, right? Or the internet or whatever, you know. I'm kind of country about all this, you know. But it's working. Get your tithe and offering. I want you to have your tithe and offering in your hand. And we're going to make this confession, because the day I came online, I do drop-in. I dress any kind of way. I just do drop-in. Had my cap on, my favorite cap on. But you ain't gonna never see me dressed like that up here. These preachers dressing all kind of ways. No. I'm gonna dress right. My men in here, they dress right. We just here, but we dress right. My ladies, you dress right. All right, now, you got it ready? Because you have some financial chances.
Yep.
You ready?
Yes, sir.
Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I thank you that I'm anointed to prosper. And you see it with a little gong now.
Yeah.
My eyes are open,
to see creative ways
to increase financially. And the most creative way is tithing offering.
Yep.
My ears
are open
to hear the truth about money coming. And my heart is open so that you can channel money through me. I declare. You're making a declaration now. And you're using another powerful word after you say, I declare. I am is the most powerful word you can use. I am the righteousness of God. I have sown my seed for supernatural abundance. And I live in divine expectation of supernatural increase. Come on. It's beautiful. Go ahead. Money cometh to me now. I am a kingdom of God. Money magnet. You have put me on the path of ever increasing money. I now enter more and more in my wealthy place. Wealth and riches are in my house to your glory. You keep saying that. I declare I am the righteousness of God. I have sown my seeds for supernatural abundance. And I live in a daily expectation of increase. Now, y'all got to sit here for some gunk. Money cometh to me now. Pause and let me absorb that because it's powerful. I prophetically attract money. Wow. See, money coming have made you a prophet over money. I will not settle for less. For you have provided for me to have the best. I provided for me the best. That's good. Go ahead. Supernatural debt cancellation is on my life. Hallelujah. I am the lender and not the borrower. The wealth of the wicked is being transferred. You're not laid up no more. You understand? It's being transferred to me, and I commit to establish the kingdom of God in earth. I'm ready to distribute. And my life is a distribution channel for God's work in the earth. Powerful, man. We just got to take time to say it because I want you to get in your spirit. I thank you, Father, that daily you are loading me with benefit. I am anointed to prosper. I'm on your mind. And you are on my mind. Because you want to increase me more and more. I decree money cometh to me now. Abundance is your will for me. Because it pleases you when I prosper. Powerful, man. Powerful. Powerful. I call increase, abundant, prosperity, and wealth to come to me now in Jesus' name. I will never be broke. Ooh, glory. Another day in my life because the money keep on coming. Money, thou art loose. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and praise God. Lift your hand and praise God.